This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Feels like the first time. Feels like the very first time.
Are we really doing this?
We did it. No, it's already done. It's done. We did it.
Man. We're back.
We did it. This episode's over. We're done. We did it.
Oh, okay. Well, have a good day. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Nick. See you later.
All right. Have a good one. See ya.
Bye. Click.
Boop, bloop.
Bloop, bloop. What's up?
Everybody wants us to do three-hour podcasts as we just give them a three-minute podcast.
Ha! Suckers.
We're turning the tables on everyone. Right when you think we're going to zig, we zag.
We do that. That we do.
Yeah.
What is up?
Man, I can't believe we're here. We're doing this.
Why? Why?
No, it's exciting.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. We haven't been putting out episodes that we've pre-recorded for ages. We're not putting those out. No, those are all fresh, brand new. Brand new content. Going into your ear holes.
I don't know what you're talking about, Nick.
You don't need to know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Right.
You need to quit with the alternate facts.
I need to get off the pipe.
Yes, that's what she said.
Oh, we're only like 2 minutes in and you already said one of those jokes.
Yeah.
Hickey.
How you been, man? I haven't talked to you in like 3 years.
Been doing okay.
Little known fact for the listeners, we actually haven't recorded in 2 years. We recorded 104 episodes back to back our first week. And then we took a 2-year break. Now, I know people are saying, but you've talked about modern stuff. Listen, powers, abilities.
We can't help the publishers want to send us stuff.
We can't.
Way in advance.
Years in advance. Years!
We're ahead of the curve.
I think the last time we recorded was, Before Heroes, right?
Yeah, you never even told me what you got. You didn't tell me about that fabulous picture of your daughter with all of her cosplay friends.
I said nothing.
I know. I don't like it. I don't like being in the dark.
Well, you know, I've been busy, Nick. Busy.
Hey, have I been critical of your private life?
Yes, you're being critical right now.
Well, yeah, but that's only for the show.
I feel like I should be on a message board getting harassed by some kind of internet troll. That's what I feel like right now.
Or trying to hook up with a hottie who sends you a couple pictures and then all of a sudden the cops are at your door.
Oh, look at that.
Step outside.
I've been friends with Jay Loving for 1 year today.
Aw, happy anniversary, you two lovebirds.
Oh, man.
Adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Heroes was great. End of story.
Do tell.
End of story?
That's it?
That's it.
Man, always holding back the good stuff.
Well, you know, I just went one day.
Yeah.
And I took both girls. So
that
you know,
was pretty
when
exciting.
When you take, well, yes, but when you take kids, you know.
I don't have kids.
Well, you don't.
No,
have
I
kids,
don't.
But you can imagine.
No, I can't. That sounds like tons of fun to me.
I mean, you know, like it's fun, except for the daddy buy me random shit nobody's ever going to use ever again. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
But other than that,
sounds like you're making memories.
It was good. The problem with Heroes is the convention center. It looks a lot like the place where we went to C2E2. What's that place called?
McCormick Place.
There you go. It looks a lot like that. Smaller. A lot smaller.
Okay.
but it looks a lot like that. And the issue is that the con itself, you know, at McCormick, you like go up the stairs, and it's right there on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here, you have to go down the stairs, and it's on the right. So you're underground.
Ooh.
So cell reception is terrible.
That does sound horrible.
Yeah. So if you want to like meet up with people, good luck. You know what I mean? Like maybe when you go to the bathroom upstairs.
So unless you see them in the smoking lounge or they're hanging out at a certain booth at a certain time, you're screwed.
Correct.
Ugh, correct. That sounds horrible.
I mean, you might get like, you know, signals in and out. So you might get the message a couple hours after it was sent.
Hey, don't forget to stop by this table for your freebie. Oops, as I'm already driving home.
Yeah, which is actually what happened. There were a couple listeners that went. That mm-hmm. wanted to meet up, and I didn't get their messages till the end of the day. Jack from Ultimate Marvel and Aftershock Central, he was there.
Yes.
We didn't get to meet because no reception.
God, that's horrible.
Yeah, yeah. I did get a couple of texts from friend of the show, Michael Myers.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we missed each other a few times because, you know, they go to hang out and drink and eat. So they're not, like, at the con most of the time. You know what I mean?
They also they don't have children, too.
Yes. I mean, Chris has children, but he doesn't take them to the con. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, that's what I mean.
Yes. But
You're not gonna be like, hey, kids, let's go out for barbecue for 2.5 hours.
Yes.
No, can't do that.
So to anyone that I missed, I apologize. I don't think I've recorded since before Heroes, so I haven't talked about this on any show.
Ooh, you mean this is breaking news?
Breaking news. But so I apologize. Okay. If I haven't apologized to you already, because I know I got some messages on the Twitter machine. But I did get me to meet up with Mike and my nemesis Daryl Taylor and
Chris Campbell. Daryl Taylor. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. And Chris Campbell. And, of course, your body is a wonderland himself. Bill Bomer was there.
Oh, man. 2 times in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Was he as dreamy as I remember, or even more dreamy?
Oof. Let me tell you.
Really?
He was the dreamiest.
Was that why there was no cell reception?
That's possible. Possible.
Yeah.
Very possible.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Bill was there. And, of course, I got to hang out with Luke a little bit, Luke Foster.
Nice.
Nerdy Legion sponsor. So, yeah, it was great. It was good.
Yeah, check out the interview episode that Martin did with Luke.
Oh, yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, that was the last time I recorded. I think we recorded that the Thursday before Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good times. Good times. He kind of inspired me to go ahead and write a comic, Nick. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I got to think about
it. You should.
That. I mean, I've got some written, but nobody's seen them. Like, a couple people have seen one of them.
Thanks.
And that's it. So, yeah, it was a good time. It was good hanging out with those guys. You know, my heart still beats strongly for Bill Bomer, of course.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not... correct me if I'm wrong, but you're an American, so why wouldn't your heart beat strongly for Bill Bomer?
I mean, any red-blooded American.
Absolutely. You're not communist.
Oh, come on now.
Thank you.
I'm not dead inside.
Right.
You know?
You have feelings. Blood courses through those veins.
Yeah, that's right. What, I look like Daryl Taylor? Come on.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, it was good to see those guys. And it was funny, too. I don't know if you saw that Mike posted what he bought at Heroes. Did you see that?
I did not.
Okay. So I don't know if you are aware, but Mike had a nearly full run of Daredevil.
Ooh, okay.
But he was missing issues 1 and 2.
Oh.
It just so happened there was a vendor at Heroes that had these issues.
Oh.
And so we're walking around to some of the aisles, and Chris Campbell had apparently spotted Daredevil number one. So he told Mike about it. We went over to the booth to look at it. Mike went back there. He's looking. And then, of course, we had a very short debate. Well, do I get it? Because it was not cheap, as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So Chris and Daryl went back and forth on this. They were talking about it. I continued on with the girls and Daryl and Bill. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as it turns out, he bought the both books the next day.
Dang, his white whales.
Yeah, his white whales.
Love
so,
it.
You know, now we know the answer. When is enough enough? Enough is never enough.
It's never enough.
It's never enough.
I could have told Mike that answer.
So,
he's doing God's work.
I mean,
Daryl always says he's doing God's work.
That's right. That is correct. So I was glad that he got those. And,
that's great. Was he uber excited?
Oh yeah, he was very very excited. Very excited.
Yeah, that's the video I wanted. I can only imagine how the excitement level.
Yep. And of course, him and Zoe got along very well because Zoe cosplayed as Harley Quinn,
mm-hmm.
the DC superheroes Harley Quinn.
Love it.
Totally by mistake, by the way. Totally by mistake. Like, she'd been talking about it. Cause I think I mentioned it. She wanted to do either that or Poison Ivy.
Yep.
And I've just been so busy, I forgot all about it. And by the time she said something, it was like Thursday night. I was like, there's no way I can order a costume and have it here. So she was going to reuse her Catwoman costume from SC Comic Con. And so she got dressed up that morning, whatever. And we went on our way. And her cat ears broke. It's like a little headband with ears, you know? And so they broke. So she's like, can we stop and get some? I said, that's fine. So the only place that was open that I figured would have it was Party City.
Yeah.
They open at 8 o'clock or 8:30 on Saturday.
Jeez.
So we stopped by there, go back to where we got her last one, and they were out of cat ears.
No.
So she's very upset. So we're looking around. Yeah. You know what? We'll just go ask somebody, see if they've got some in the back. Well, as we're walking to the front to find a Party City, not a sponsor, by the way. Shame on you, Party City. As we're walking to find an employee to help us, we passed some random costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick, all by its lonesome. Empty hooks all around it, by the way. This is like the only one there.
Okay.
Not just the Harley Quinn, but exactly what you wanted. The DC superhero girls, Harley Quinn.
Okay, oh,
you know
wow.
What? That's a sign. Let's just buy it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good. It's $20. So not
that's
even
excellent.
That bad. Yeah, not bad at all. So she was very excited. She got changed in the car. And then right before we got to the con, Reagan did her pigtails and put the little dyed streaks in it. So she was super stoked.
Nice.
And, so we're walking around, and so Reagan's new favorite thing is to count how many Joker cosplayers there are.
That's my favorite thing, too.
Because there are a lot.
Absolutely. You learn arithmetic very quickly.
Very quickly. So, of course, Zoe was paying attention because, you know, her daddy's a Batman fan, so she knows all these things. And so she's noticing all the Jokers, of course the Harleys, right, because she's dressed up as Harley. So she wants to say
for
hi
sure.
to all the other Harleys. She's having a good time. Like, you know, Daredevil stopped and, like, talked to her, and there's a Spider-Man that talked to her.
Nice.
Yeah. That was the one thing that she didn't like too much about SC Comic-Con is she dressed up because she knows that Reagan dresses up and people stop her, like, to ask for pictures. You know what I mean?
She's like, I want a little bit of that.
Yeah, and says Zoe wants some attention. She wants pictures taken. So I'm pretty sure that's what she wanted to do, Harley or Poison Ivy. But whatever, you know, I don't care.
Yeah.
So she was excited that, like, people were stopping and talking to her and taking pictures. And then she saw this one Joker that she really liked. She's like, oh, I want to take a picture with that Joker. I was like, all right, go take a picture. And you know, Zoe gets a little shy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, around people she knows, she's totally, like, out there. Right?
Sure.
But if she doesn't know you, she's very, very shy.
Sure.
So I was like, well, go do it. She's like, well, come with me. I was like, all right, come on, let's go. So we start walking, and we get, like, within 10 feet of him. And I was like, all right, go ask her for a picture. She's like, you asked her for a picture. I was like, no, you want a picture? Go ask her for a picture. And she gets a little shy. Of course, by the time she gets the guts to do it, they're walking off. So we pretty much chased this group down.
Oh, no!
Like, all the way down to the other side of the convention center. And finally caught him, and I was like, I'm tired of like following these people, you know what I mean? So I was like, hey, do you guys mind if she takes a picture with you? I was like, we've been following you since the other end of the building. We just, like, they were all girls, and I think I've seen them before, I think at FC Comic Con, but they weren't dressed up as DC folks, they were like anime characters last time.
Cool.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, no problem, of course. So they got in there. She wanted just Joker. And I was like, well, do you want just Joker or everybody? I was like, look, there's a Harley and everything. She's like, yeah. She's like, we'll do everybody. I was like, all right.
Everybody.
Well,
is that the picture you posted on Facebook?
That's the one that, yeah, that's the one that I posted on Facebook.
Because there's like 9 people in that picture.
Yeah, yeah, they were all like high school girls or maybe like early college.
That's awesome.
And so the thing was, she didn't realize that Harley was Harley. Because she was dressed up as Doctor, not post, you know, acid bat Harley.
Yes. Right.
So she was dressed up in her psych uniform, but she did have a hammer.
Nice.
And so the girl's like, you want to hold the hammer? And Zoe was super excited about holding the hammer, of course.
Of course.
So that's what's in the picture is Zoe holding the hammer. And then everybody around her. Yeah, she was super, super stoked. She gave a little giddy jump after the picture too. I was very pleased. Very pleased. So to make a long story short, Mike and her got along very well because at the end of the day we're leaving and they were leaving. So we met up outside and Mike said something about like, do you like Harley Quinn? She's like, yeah. She's like, what did he say? He's like, do you like Guardians of the Galaxy? She's like, yeah. She's like, I love Guardians of the Galaxy. So, of course, I told Mike how she watches Guardians of the Galaxy like once a month, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, and he's like, well, you just have a Harley. Do you like Suicide Squad? She's like, I love Suicide Squad. But she does. Like, that's her new thing. Like, she loves that movie. And so, of course, you know how Mike is a Suicide Squad.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact, he just posted today that he had seen it for the 20th time.
Yeah, I think he said it's in the top 5 superhero films now for him.
Yep.
So funny.
So they talked about Harley Quinn and Suicide Squad for a minute or two. That was fun.
Oh, that's great.
And then we left.
Sounds like a whirlwind day.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I went to 2 panels.
You do tell.
I recorded both of them. One, I'm going to post as an episode. I just haven't had time to edit it because, you know, who knew how the audio is in those big rooms, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to do a lot of post-processing on it. The other one I recorded, but they weren't using their mics.
Oh, no.
So I could hear them, but it didn't pick anything up. And it's too bad because that one was awesome. And at first,
was that the Lee Weeks panel that you sent me the picture of?
The Lee Weeks and Garcia Lopez.
Damn.
It
sounds like the artists that were there definitely showed up C2E2.
Mm-hmm.
For me, because there was an All-Star Squadron panel?
Yep.
That was right below the Lee Weeks, and I'm like, who cares if there's anyone who ever did anything for All-Star Squadron? If it was just a DC editor talking about the history of All-Star Squadron, that's awesome.
Yeah, and see, so I didn't even look to see who was going to be at that one, because I knew that I wanted to meet Garcia Lopez.
Hell yeah.
You know, and like Lee Weeks, yeah, like awesome too, right? But like Garcia Lopez, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
His Batman stuff legend. Is just the best, you know?
He's a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and I didn't even realize this, but he's from Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
I lived there for 6 years.
Son of a bee.
So, you know, we made a connection.
Yeah, there's a bond right there.
Dude, he's tiny, too. He's got to be like 5'5", 5'6".
Wow.
He is small. Short little skinny guy with a giant beard. And he was awesome. He's hilarious. So the Lee Weeks and Garcia Lopez panel. And it was moderated by a guy who's just a fan of theirs.
Wow.
He owns like a bunch of original Lee Weeks pieces and Garcia Lopez pieces. So he moderated the panel. And it was really cool because I don't know how well it was planned. And I think to me it was pretty obvious it was the first time he'd done a panel. And
which one?
The Lee Weeks and Garcia Lopez panel.
No, are you talking about the moderator?
Yeah, the moderator. The moderator.
Okay, gotcha.
Because they hadn't prepped it properly, so I got there and I thought it was going to be late, and I wasn't late because they hadn't set up the panel properly, because they were going to be drawing live throughout this panel.
Oh, God.
Okay.
And then projecting it like up on the screen while they talk?
Yes.
Oh, I've always wanted to go to one of those type of panels.
But there were like no pencils, there were no markers, there was nothing there.
What?
Yeah, so like this other guy had to go and get some from wherever they keep markers.
Oh my gosh.
So they were late.
Yeah, I saw a Q&A from San Diego Comic-Con maybe 3 years ago, and that's what Jim Lee was doing when answering quick questions from, I think it was even like the DC booth. It didn't even look like it was a auditorium.
Mm.
And he was just drawing and they were showing it up on a big screen behind him.
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm so jealous.
Yep. Well, and that was the thing, though. Like, with two people, they should have figured out a better way to, like, actually show you live drawings. Because they had, like, it wasn't... All right, so you might remember these. I don't know. Well, you're older than I am. I don't know if they had technology when you were in school. But do you remember they had those projectors where it was just like the glass thing on it and the super bright light, and you would just put the paper on it and it went up and hit the mirror and then projected to the screen?
Absolutely.
Okay. So it was like one of those, but a new machine. Like, I don't know if they still made those. But anyways, it was like one of those. But it was a lot fancier because... You know, in those machines, like they had the arm sticking out and they had the mirror that reflected the image. So on this one, it almost looked like you didn't even need that. Like, it was kind of more like a camera. Because at a couple points during the panel, he actually turned the arm facing Weeks and Garcia Lopez so you can, like, see them drawing.
Ooh.
I think what would have been cooler was, you know, to have, like, an overhead camera.
For sure.
So they're projecting at all times. And, of course, it was a little odd, too, because, you know, they're both older. And, they wouldn't necessarily talk and draw at the same time. And I get, like, you know, they're concentrating, obviously, you know?
Yeah.
So there'd be, like, a question asked, and it would take a couple seconds because they would, like, want to finish with whatever they're doing before they said something.
Sure.
And then, like, Garcia Lopez was just, like, focused. Like, he wouldn't even hear anything around them, right? So, like, Lee Weeks would hear it and, like, kind of think about it. Garcia Lopez is, like, bam, in the paper. So the moderator would have to, like, repeat the question a couple times. And he's very soft-spoken, so it was kind of hard to hear it at times. But, man, it was so awesome. They had, throughout the panel, it was probably, like, an hour and a half. I would say.
How many people were there, would you say?
I'd say probably 75 to 100.
Jeez, not that many.
No, not that many. And it was all older people, too. Like, there were no kids or younger people there. So, obviously, like, people that grew up with these two guys, you know, drawing comics.
I told you when he was at C2E2 my first year, I told my wife when we turned the corner and saw him at the corner booth,
that's the story where I was let, she's like, because I just completely geeked out. And she's like, what? And I'm like, that's Lee motherfucking Weeks. And he heard me, even though he was talking to somebody, he heard me and he looked up and I just kept walking, completely embarrassed. Well, he ain't supposed to hear that, damn
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Because he's a living legend. It's like running into, like, George Perez.
Sure, sure. So I ran into George Perez last year.
Shazam.
He was at SC Comic Con.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So the way the panel went was, it was about an hour and a half, I would say, hour to an hour and a half. Most of the panel was people, that was the good thing. They had people from the audience asking questions, like about their work, their inspirations, like what they were like as kids, like how the industry was, how the industry's changed, things like that. But he timed it pretty well. So, like, when the panel kicked off, he talked a little bit about both of them. And then he had people from the audience suggest what they wanted these artists to draw. Okay?
So
I can't remember what the categories were, but one was like a character that they've done, one was a character that they would love to work on, and I think the third one was like a freestyle maybe. I can't remember.
Did you stand up and scream Batman for every one of those answers?
No, but let me get there.
Okay.
So, because I had a very proud moment. So they kicked off, and I can't remember what the... I think I might have pictures of the sketches, at least most of them. What was it? I don't know. It doesn't matter. So a couple people went off and ratted some answers. And so they're drawing, and then, like, the moderator talks a little bit, and then he asks for questions, so people are going back and forth. And then when those are done, like, he puts them up on the projector so everybody can see them. And, of course, they're all super beautiful, you know, and they're done in, like, you know, 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. And the next round comes, and, of course, Zoe raises her hand. And so I'm a little concerned because I'm thinking she's going to ask for, like, you know, My Little Pony or, you know, I don't know, whatever kids watch nowadays.
Right.
And then I'm like, no, she's not going to do that, but she might ask for Harley because she's dressed up as Harley.
Mm-hmm.
But nope. None of that. Zoe did get called on, and Garcia Lopez did this sketch. Now, I'm going to give you a guess as to what she asked for.
Catwoman?
So close! So she asked for a Batgirl.
Not even better.
Yes. And it was beautiful. Beautiful. Garcia Lopez did the Batgirl. He did a Joker. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen his Joker, but his Joker is a little different and it's wacky and it's freaking awesome. So his Joker looked kind of like a weird, like, clown pirate guy. But it was amazing.
It's pretty exaggerated.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, very exaggerated features, like super long face, like giant smile.
It's almost like that Joker car.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, it was awesome.
I love that version.
It was awesome. The Batgirl he did was freaking amazing. And then the last one he did was a Wonder Woman. That was the most beautiful Wonder Woman I've ever seen in my life.
Please tell me the story ends that he handed Zoe the Batgirl.
God, I would have loved that. So, smart
thing. And you steal it from your daughter and send her into therapy and, like, nope, daddy needs this. Thank you.
So the smart thing that the panel did was everything that was sketched at the panel was going to be given away at the end.
Ooh, nice.
I thought
it was going to be Heroes Initiative, that type of thing. You can buy it at the auction.
That would have been cool, too. No. It was given away to people at the panel.
Cool.
What they did was they gave out raffle tickets at the beginning. And so at the end of the panel, they picked out six tickets. And if your number was called, then you won that sketch.
That's not bad odds.
6 out of 75 people? Holy shit.
Well, and you got to think, too, I had 3 people there.
Right, but still, I mean, 6 out of 75 people?
Yep.
Those are pretty damn good odds, for a free original sketch.
No kidding.
Damn.
So needless to say, we won none of them. Zoe was very upset she didn't win her Batgirl. She's like, but I asked for her to be drawn. And I was like, yeah, well, that's not how raffles work.
Right.
But, and then Lee Weeks did a Captain America, of course.
Yes.
He did a Green Lantern, which was awesome, too. And the last one he did was Elmer Fudd. Because
that's what he's doing now, right?
That's what he's doing now. He's got the Batman Elmer Fudd thing with Tom King.
Right.
Which is cool. Like, okay. I've never been a huge Elmer Fudd guy, but, you know, it's Lee Weeks doing Elmer Fudd, so it was cool. And it was like an interesting rendition because it's very realistic. Realistic looking Elmer Fudd, so.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was awesome.
But those two have never professionally crossed paths, right?
No, but they've been friends for a long time.
Okay.
And apparently, like, Lee Weeks, like, I guess Garcia Lopez wrote some kind of book about comic art back in the day.
Okay.
I don't know if it's, like, for professionals only or what it is.
Neat.
But, like, they kept talking about this book a couple times. Lee Weeks was, like, fanboying up there with Garcia Lopez. You know, it was awesome to see that.
That's great.
Right? Because you usually see, like, people in the audience geeking out about whoever's up on stage.
Yep.
But to see, like, one guy on stage geeking out about the other guy, and they're both professionals, like, that was really cool to see.
Yeah, it's a rare thing that you don't get the panelists just being too cool for school.
Right.
Yeah, that's great.
Right.
It just endears you more to both of them.
Oh, yeah.
How can it not?
Yeah, you're right.
Good God.
You are correct.
Love it. Did you pick up anything? Did you buy anything at the con?
I did not.
Wow.
I did not. I thought about it.
Yeah?
But I got nothing.
Okay.
I didn't even buy, like, cheap trades, dude. Like, you want cheap trades. Heroes is the place to go, bro. I know I complained about this C2E2.
Right.
But let me tell you, it's a place to be if you want cheap shit.
Well, and I forget who it was. It might have been, it was Daryl and Chris talking on their post Heroes Con.
Mm-hmm.
And here, having them talk about how they treat heroes and how there's only a couple hotels around the area, so everyone is, and they compared it to a ski lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard that, I'm like, that's sort of what I want cons to be. And it didn't sound like it was too overly crazy, bumping into each other type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it's very well spread out, which I like.
Yep. It's a good con.
Yeah.
The other panel I went to, I freaking loved. It was the horror writers panel. It was a part two because they did part one in the morning with horror artists. I'm trying to think who was on there. Let me see if I can look it up real quick. The horror artist was Allison Sampson, Paula Zazetta, James Herron, and Andy Bennett.
Nice.
I didn't go to that one. Like, I don't like doing stuff in the morning at cons. I just like to walk around, see what's up, you know?
Sure.
Especially on a one-day con. Or, you know, when I'm only there one day.
Right.
But I already knew I wanted to go to the afternoon panel for the horror writers. It was Paul Jenkins, Donnie Cates, and Evan Dorkin.
Oh, my gosh. That's an all-star cast.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So, of course, Paul talked quite a bit about Hellblazer.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Okay.
And it was awesome, too, because, you know, a lot of times, like, people will ask a writer, like, what inspires them to do certain things in a book. And you, like, get some kind of weird answer. But, like, every answer that was given by these guys, like, seemed so genuine. And, like, I don't know if you ever seen, well, you were at the Aftershock panel.
Yes, I was at the Aftershock panel.
Yeah, yeah. Donny Cates was there. Like, you know how, like, super honest and down-to-earth he was up there?
Absolutely. Like, and how super high he was up there? Yeah.
So high. He wasn't that high this time, but he was still hilarious. And, like, all three of them were just so honest about the things that inspire them to write horror and, like, what horror means to them. And you know me, I love some horror, you know what I'm saying? Like, horror is my shit.
And that is.
Of course, they start off talking about, like, their main inspiration. And I think Donnie said he was inspired by it, too, but it wasn't his main thing. But Paul Jenkins and Evan Dorkin were talking a bit about the EC Archives stuff.
Yes!
And,
yes.
Of course, you know, I'm working my way through all that stuff because I bought all the hardcovers.
Yes, so, I
like,
do.
So I'm like right in that right now. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
so
it's yeah.
Like, speak to me, brother. You know?
With those archives, I have to say, and I don't own any of them. Mm-hmm. I've read some through the library, but I don't own any.
Sure.
I'll probably pick them up digitally. I know that's horrible, but that's the way I'm going to go.
That's fine.
But I got to say, you look at one of those big volumes, and if I were to ask you, so what's the worst artist in that volume? You'd be hard-pressed to find the worst.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Same with the best, because they're all so freaking good.
Yeah, they're all really, really good.
Jesus. Yep.
So anyway, they start talking about EC Archives, and so that was great. But like when they start telling personal stories, like that's what I really like. Like when a writer shows you that they really know their shit and like they think things through, I really appreciate like the process that they take from turning a real life experience into some weird comic book shit. So I can't remember the exact story, but Paul was talking about in Hellblazer, there's a guy who's, like, stranded on a beach. He's, like, a zombie-type guy, I guess. He's stranded on a beach, and, like, he can't get out of the water. And he was a soldier, so he's got his gun. So, like, he's always trying to get out of the water, but his feet are, like, embedded in the sand, and he's got his gun over his head. And, like, that was inspired by a real thing. That he experienced. And I can't remember the story, but, like, it was so interesting to see, like, what sparked the idea into what he turned it into in the book. It was super cool. And all three of them had stories like that. Charles Cole was supposed to be at the panel. He wasn't. Whatever. You know, I don't care.
Hey, that just gave you more time with all three of them.
Well, so that's the thing, right? Like, I like Charles Cole's horror stuff.
Sure.
His other stuff, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fine. His Marvel stuff. But I prefer his indie horror stuff. And the thing was, like, I mean, yeah, Paul Jenkins is huge, right? But, like, Donnie and Evan both have their following as well. But like, if Charles Soule had shown up to the panel, then it almost feels like some people would have been like, oh, well, I don't care what these other guys are talking about. Like, you know, just, like, let Charles Soule speak.
Yeah, everybody in the audience asking him only him questions.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
This sounds bad, but I'm kind of glad he wasn't there.
Can I ask you two questions about this panel?
Yeah.
Did listening to the panel, did that inspire you to go on to the Vertigo sale and buy Paul Jenkins' Hellblazer?
I did.
Yes. That's the correct answer. Oh, my gosh. So good. Okay, yeah, so did I.
Because, yeah, I mean,
I bought them as well.
I've read some of it before, but not a whole lot, and it's been forever.
Yeah, his stuff with Sean Phillips is so pretty. And moody, of course.
You know I love me some Sean Phillips. So.
Yeah, and I think Matthew Hollingsworth did the colors, so it is so moody. Oh, my gosh. My second question is, did they use mics, and are you going to be able to post up this panel? Because now that Jenkins was on it, I have to hear this panel.
Yeah, so I don't know if – I wasn't sure if I was going to put it on the Aftershock Central podcast feed or on this feed.
No, it has to go on Aftershock.
Well, no, I think I'm going to put it on this feed because it was a little more general than just Aftershock.
Yeah, but you have Donnie on it.
Well, yeah, I mean, Paul's on a Aftershock book, too. So that's why
yes,
I thought about
does.
Going that way. But the
yes,
thing is,
has.
Like, Donnie did talk quite a bit about Baby Teeth, which I don't know if you read it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, it's so good. But so he talked a lot about Baby Teeth. That's his new book for Aftershock, and it's a horror book. So, of course, it's, like, fresh in his mind, you know what I mean? But Donnie's not, like, new to horror. And he went on to talk about this other book that I would assume should be announced in the next couple of weeks. He didn't give specifics, but, like, the shit he talked about in this book, man. Like, he talked about, like, how scared he is writing this book. Like, he'll write something, and, like, he'll just freak himself out. Like, he'll go out and get a drink in the kitchen and, like, look over his shoulder, you know what I mean?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. So,
that's great.
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing that.
It will be out. Like I said, I just got to clean up the audio because it's very echoey.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, I'm thrilled that it wasn't tons of people asking, and not that I don't like it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want to hear Jenkins talking about his Inhumans run with Jay Lee.
Right.
During a horror freaking panel. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's too nice not to answer that question,
mm-hmm.
but there's a time and a place for everything.
Mm-hmm. Jay Lee.
That's great. Who?
Jay Lee.
Son of a bitch.
Anyway, I'm not going to talk about all this. There were so many people there. Like, I just can't take the kids anymore, dude.
Can I ask you, now that we're wrapping up the Heroes Con,
yeah.
would you like to just go there for the weekend?
Yes.
Instead of this one-day trip thing?
Yes.
Or do you think your girls would be bummed out that they can't go?
Well, so that's the other problem, right?
Because it is a great day with their dad. You know
sure,
what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, that's a cool memory. I have memories of my dad taking me to cons at Holiday Inns. You know what I'm like? Those
mm-hmm.
are burned into my brain.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. It is exhausting for dad.
I bet. Oh, yeah.
And then the other thing is, you know, like, I don't want you to take this the wrong way when I say this. Okay, because I love my kids.
Oh, I know you do.
But at the same time, like, I see my kids every day.
Sure. Right?
And I get one day off a week. Okay, generally Sundays. I get one day off a week. And in that day, like, if they want to go do something, I'll go do it with them, right? Because I'm good with that, right? And I think during
mm-hmm.
the week, I don't see them as much. Of course, if I'm home all day, like, I'll spend all day with you. That's fine. But at the same time, like, cons don't come very often, right?
Yep.
And if I'm driving a few hours to go to a con, like, it's almost like that's going to be daddy time. You know what I mean?
Oh, I get that.
And so, like, for example, a C2E2 was really enjoyable because there was none of that. Right?
Yeah.
It was just daddy time. And, you know, at least a couple times a year, like, having time to yourself is perfectly okay. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, buddy, I don't know if you know this. I don't have children.
Well, yes.
And I need Nick time a couple times out of the year. There's points where even my wife will notice, like, I'm getting restless.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, I'm going to go out with my sister today. Like, completely unplanned. I'm going to go out with her today. It looks like you need the day all to yourself. No
mm-hmm.
honey-do list, no nothing. You just do whatever the hell you want.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll do that 2-3 times a year. And I'm always, you know, like, the Catholic guilt in me, like, just strickens me.
Mm-hmm.
But once she leaves, I'm like, oh, my God, this is weird and bizarre, but completely amazing. And then when she comes home, it's like, wow, I didn't think I really needed that, but obviously I did.
Sure, right.
Yeah, so I get it. Like, yeah, I totally understand that. And besides, you don't get, like, hey, and Daryl's coming in, and Chris, and Mike, all these other people.
So that's the other thing, right? So, like, at the local con, that's a little different, right? It's, like, you know, 20 minutes away. It's not very far. There's not, like, a lot of people that I generally associate with in terms of comic book world around here. So it's, I'm not going there to, like, hang out with friends, right?
Sure.
Like, when I went to C2E2, like, I decided that should be a regular thing, where every year I should go to C2E2.
Yeah.
Because it was awesome hanging out with you and Ronnie and Bill and, you know, Dewan, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that was awesome. And then the thing with Heroes is, you know, like, that's pretty much what Mike and Daryl and Chris do, right? Like, they go with their families. Well, Chris does. But, you know, like, all their wives go do stuff.
Right.
So, like, Saturday, I think all three of their wives were out and about shopping or something.
Sure.
Yeah,
it's become a tradition even for them.
Yeah, exactly.
What they do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I wouldn't mind, like, just hanging out with the dudes. You know, because like, it's awesome, like, talking to everybody online or in podcasts or whatever. But at the same time, like, you know, personal time. You know what I'm saying, Nick?
I totally understand what you're saying. I totally get it. And I even told Ronnie, like, next year, I mean, I certainly, like, I want to stay downtown at C2E2. Even though I'm only 40 minutes away, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to spend more time with you guys, and I want to stay up late and get drunk and not worry about how I'm getting home.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have to, like, let's get a decent hotel because you know all of my germ phobias. Let's get a decent hotel, and I'll happily chip in as much as you need me to chip. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. if I have to pay over half, I'll pay over half to go mm-hmm. to a decent hotel.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I'm in.
Yep. So, anyway, we'll see what happens next year. I mean, I said that last year, too. I was like, next year I'm going to Heroes by myself. But then, of course, like, They're keeping track of when the cons are now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
So they're like, hey, internet. When's the next one? And you're like, God damn it.
Damn you, internet.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, like,
When did you guys jump onto the information superhighway? Damn it.
And as soon as we're leaving Heroes, they're like, when's the next one? I'm like, come on, dude. We just left this one. Just like, relax for a minute. You know what I mean?
Because you're like, damn you, DuckDuckGo. With all your information.
I do love me some DuckDuckGo. Mm. Anyways. So yeah, that was Heroes. Heroes was great. It was good.
Did you pick me up a Matteo Scalera print?
Nope, totally forgot about it.
Dude! Then totally I know you at least picked me up a Lee Weeks print.
Nope, I didn't pick anything up.
Damn it! Ready.
Nothing.
Damn it.
I picked nothing up.
Darn it.
I didn't even spend that much time talking to anybody, to be honest.
Pick me up a Dr. Bananas print?
I did not.
Oh, man. Luke.
But I picked up Dr. Bananas number 4 because I was missing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I decided to pick that up. Nice. But that's about it, dude. Like, I didn't buy anything. And I talked to very, very few people at Boots.
Well, it's hard with the kids.
Well,
you have to wrangle kids. And
yeah, that's the thing.
It's not like you can expect your oldest kid to be like, hey, you're babysitting today. You know, you can't. No, you can't do that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's hard.
I did meet, what's his name? I can't remember now. Drew Moss, maybe? The guy that does Copperhead?
Ooh, nice.
Hang on. Let me make sure that's the right name.
Did you yell at him for all the delays?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Drew Moss. Anyways, he was there, and I'm pretty sure, like, Chris and Mike and Daryl know him.
Okay.
Anyways, like, he was awesome, dude. Yeah, it is Copperhead. He was freaking awesome. Like, he... oh, my God, I need that. If you go on his Twitter, on his banner, he's got a Starman with a Batman t-shirt on.
Aww. That's the best.
Drew Moss might be my spirit animal.
You got a lot of spirit animals.
I know it. I know it.
Holy mackerel, Adam Glass. You know, you have a lot of spirit animals. What the hell?
So, anyway, when we showed up to his booth and they were joking around, like, I'm sure there was some kind of inside joke, but, like, he had a picture of the Hulk. It was a Mr. Miracle cover.
Ooh.
And Daryl said something about, like, oh, yeah, that's Batman, right? And so, like, the whole time, like, every time he's showing one of the pieces that he's done for the con, like, they would be like, oh, that's this character, right? And it was pretty funny. You had to be there.
I wish I was there.
Yeah, if I had known that he's going to be there, I might have done a pre-con commission because I love his stuff.
Who?
Drew Moss.
Oh, Drew Moss, okay.
And now seeing the Starman with a Batman t-shirt on, I want that. I need that. I got to have that.
Which Starman, though? Now that you're a Starman pro, I have to ask which Starman.
No, the Starman from the series we're reading.
I didn't know if it was Jack Knight or Michael.
No, it's Jack.
Okay.
Yeah. We need to figure out when we're going to get back to that, by the way.
Hey, anytime, Bally. Wow. You know, I read the entire omnibus 3 days after we recorded the last one, so.
Oh, buddy.
Chomping at the bit.
That you did. That you did. What was I going to say? No, I don't remember anymore. Who even knows anymore?
I don't know. So when is you guys' next con? You and the girls.
I need to look.
There has to be a fall con around you, right?
Yeah, there's NC Comic Con. I think it's in November.
That's perfect.
Yeah, I don't know, though.
Oh, come on. See if you can get them going to the early one and then the November one, and they just you can sort of flake out on Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, Daddy has to take a work, quote-unquote, work trip that weekend. Just saying.
Yeah, I guess so. So, anyway, I got to see what I'm going to do next year for Heroes.
Nice.
It'll be good. I did two things that I've been meaning to do for months and I haven't done.
Ooh.
And I finally did them today. As you know, I had a very long couple of, we'll just say months, really.
Yeah.
But this week has been, the whole week has been one day, pretty much. So, luckily for me, I got off work at 2:00 today.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, it was nice.
After working you 80 hours a week, all of a sudden they let you out early.
I mean, I pretty much already worked enough hours for the entire week, like, by yesterday.
Yeah.
But we had a meeting today, and so the meeting was a lot shorter than I thought it was going to be.
Nice.
It was 9 to 2. I was expecting 9 to 5, but it was 9 to 2. Anyway, so it doesn't matter. I got off early. So I was home about 2:30. And there's so many things I need to do, but I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna do any of that shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do none of it.
Look at the pile of comics.
Yes, I'm gonna sit on my ass and do something. And the other thing too was there's no internet because last night I get home from my 36-hour shift, and there's no internet at the house.
Mm.
So you know, I don't know if you know this, Nick, but kind of need my internet to do stuff. You know what I mean?
A little bit.
Yes. So, anyway,
That's great that they wait until you get home to let you know that the internet's out, though.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that would have been awesome. They came and fixed it today, by the way.
Okay.
But so there's no internet. And I was like, well, I should go to sleep. But, you know, Zoe is still here. Reagan's out for the week. Reagan went to my in-laws for the week.
Okay.
Heather was at work. I was like, you know what? I'll make dinner, which I did. It was delicious.
Nice.
I made some steaks and some orzo caprese salad. It was great. And then I played City Skylines till midnight. That was awesome. My city's so good. So good.
Welcome back, Internet.
So good. No, this is without Internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I was like, you know what? I bought this game. I barely played it. Let me just play it some. Because, of course, I can't play my jam, you know, Hearthstone. Because I need Internet for that.
Right.
So today I get home at 2. I was like, man, what am I going to do with myself? So I was like, let me see what's in the reading pile.
Yeah.
Now you can imagine, Nick. My reading pile generally is fairly large. You can imagine with my schedule, my reading pile is like to the ceiling right now.
I was going to say, how many inches or feet is it?
It's probably about like at least 3 foot high, but there's several stacks of them.
Wow, so multiple 3 foot high stacks.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any in the oven?
One, no, there's none in the oven.
Okay.
One of those stacks is just trades.
Oh.
So.
Sweet mamma jamma.
So I said to myself, listen, Sil, you need to bring this pile down.
Yeah, you do.
So I picked one thing out. It seems like I'm building it up. It's not going to be as very exciting, to be honest with you.
You start reading alphabetically?
Nope.
Krieger?
Nope. I actually picked the book at the bottom of the pile.
Are you mood reading like Michael Myers?
I sorted them alphabetically. Yes. By day of the month published. Not month or year, just the day that it was published.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I didn't do that either. No, they're just kind of my assumption, but I mean, I don't even know anymore, Nick. There's so many books there. Like, I don't even know.
Like, did you just grab the first, like, I'm going to read the first cover that has yellow on it.
There is some yellow on this cover. That's funny.
Sure.
No. Like, I don't know what order they're in. My assumption is that they're in the order that I purchased them in. With the bottom being oldest and the top being newest. That's my assumption. I didn't like go through them too well to figure that out. Like a couple things stood out to me, but I ended up pretty much just grabbing from the bottom of the pile.
Nice.
Because that book had been there, I want to say at least 6 months.
Oh, dude, you are an inch away from, that's how I was. And that is the exact scenario that sent me into, I'm just going to buy trades. I'm already 6 months behind.
matter of fact, am I signed into Amazon? Because I can look that up real quick. I picked up Habitat is what I picked up to read. It's been there at least 6 months, and I really want to say longer. I'll find out whenever I get signed to Amazon. But it's a Simon Roy book. I don't know if you're familiar.
No.
Okay, well, that's fine. Have you read, what's that book? Prophet Something Wars. What the hell is that called? You know what I'm talking about? When they relaunched Prophet?
I've never read any Prophet.
Oh, God, what the hell? Damn it, now what do I compare the art to? I don't know, it doesn't matter. So I'll just give you the basic premise of this. I thought it was it was pretty good. I bought it because it was on some kind of list on some kind of website some kind of time ago. And when I went to buy it, it was sold out on Amazon. It was a bestseller graphic novel. It didn't come out single issues, it just came out as a graphic novel.
Okay.
And it was sold out for like months, and then finally one day I got the notification that they were back in stock. Let's see, it came out November 1st, 2016. That can't be right. Seems like it's been out longer than that. All right, here we go. I purchased this item February 25th, 2017.
Oh, that's not that bad.
As of this recording, it is June the 28th. So, yeah, I mean, I've had it, like, for 4 months and some change.
Sure.
I guess that's not too bad.
No.
I'm not as behind as I thought I was. But But so anyway,
I won't even tell you where I am with my comiXology. When I go back to grab that, I think I'm reading from September of last year.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my.
I know. Mm. Even the new stuff I'm buying, by the time I get to it, it'll be old. What the hell?
So anyway, so Habitat is it's interesting. I haven't finished it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why I didn't get to finish it. But I got most of the way through, and it's really interesting. It's a very odd book. It takes place in the future. I'm trying to think how much I can say without spoiling it for anyone that might want to read it. I think I could probably say most of this. The book takes place, as you can imagine by the name, in a human habitat. So it's not on Earth. It is in space. The habitat is a Halo. You play Halo, right?
I played that game.
Okay. You know, like, you know, the Halos, the rings.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what people live in. As a matter of fact, what was that movie? Interstellar. They live in one of those too.
And wasn't Moon in one of those, but smaller?
Was Moon in one of those?
I thought, wasn't there a scene where he was running, jogging around in it?
Yes, but it's, yeah, but no, but that's more like a satellite. Like, this is a full-fledged, like, planet.
Yeah, like you could fit a planet into the middle of it.
Yeah, like, it's a city, but it goes all the way around the circle.
Yep.
And the circle's just, like, floating in space, rotating for gravity. And so you can imagine this thing's huge.
That sounds good.
It takes place in the future, and something happened where the various groups that lived in this habitat had a falling out. And so the engineers continue to keep up the habitat, because, of course, if they don't keep up the maintenance, they're going to all be shit out of luck. You know what I'm saying? But they are at war with security. HabSec is what they call themselves. But the only people that have maintained some kind of civilization are the engineers.
Oh, wow.
Because they have science and they're good with technology and things like that. Whereas everybody else pretty much, like, returned to, like, cave people.
Hmm.
Okay. So, like, HabSec, which used to be Habitat Security, are kind of like gangsters now, really. Because they have all the weapons. So they feel like they can kind of do whatever they want. And by all the weapons, by the way, I mean like bows and arrows.
Okay? Oh, jeez.
Because they can't fix technology, right?
Huh.
So they have bows and arrows and stuff like that. But they also have like exosuits. You know in Aliens, the loader that Ripley uses to fight the alien?
Yep.
Okay, like they have some of those.
But like, that's fun.
But they're all, like, rusty and, like, you know, there's vines and crap going on them.
Yeah, they've been used.
Yeah, sure. And then there's the civvies, which are just, like, regular people. And for the most part, it seems that HabSec kind of, like, hunts civvies for food. So the security team are cannibals. And they're super assholes. But anyway, so something happens, and this kid finds a punch card that 3D prints a phaser.
Okay.
Okay, because they have 3D printers on this thing. Now, if they break, they're shit out of luck, because only the engineers can fix them. But they have 3D printers. And they generally just print, like, swords and stuff like that, you know? But this kid finds this key card, and he goes to the 3D printer, and it prints out a working phaser. And, of course, it starts this huge war between HabSec and the engineers, and shit ton of people get killed. Like, it's super weird, but I'm having a lot of fun reading it. It's not very well written either, by the way. So I'm going to give a heads up to anyone that wants to buy this. Like, why it was so highly recommended, I'm not sure. It is very, like, high sci-fi concept, so maybe that's why.
Definitely.
But, yeah, it's been interesting. The art's okay.
How long is it? How many pages would you say?
It can't be, I don't know, 100 to 150 pages. It's not very long.
Oh, okay. So you're in, you're out.
Yeah, it's probably like, I want to say maybe 5 or 6 comics worth of story.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. But
it sounds interesting.
I didn't get to finish it because, as you know, Nick, I do some gaming on computers.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay, because, you know, I'm part of the master race. I got to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you and your clickety-clacks.
As a matter of fact, I was almost very angry at the cable guy because my cable was out, and they told me he'll be there at 5, but you know how those things go. So come 6 o'clock, he shows up, fixed my internet very quickly, and I was still a little upset. However, he saw my PC, and he said, "Whoa, that's a nice PC. Did you build that?" I said, "As a matter of fact, I did." He's like, "What's in it?" So I told him. He's like, "Oh, that's awesome." He's like, "I just built one. I've got this and this and this." And I was like, "Ah, cable guy, my PC master race brother." But anyways, so I fired up Steam because, you know, there's a Steam summer sale. And I was going to buy some stuff. I didn't buy anything yet. But
Why not?
Not yet. I mean, it's good until, what, the 5th. So I've got a few days, so Monday or Tuesday.
Are you going to pick up Shadow of Mordor?
I am, $3.99.
I know, what a great deal.
Yeah,
and that's the Game of the Year edition.
Yeah, Game of the Year edition. But I was looking through it, and I've got like 50 games I've never played.
Of course.
Never played.
Yeah.
So I...
Welcome to Steam.
I went to random.org, and I picked a random number, and it generated one for me. And the winner was a game that I can't believe I never played because it was fucking fantastic. Life is Strange.
Oh, that's such a good game.
So I played all through the first episode twice. Because I wanted to see, like, how different decisions might change the outcome of the thing.
They do.
They do. And, God, it's such a good game. So I'm going to buy the rest of those, because I've only got episode 1.
Yeah, I think I got through episode 3,
okay.
I want to say.
Well, the end
but
of
then episode... it went as a PSN Plus free game for last month.
Oh, really?
So I get the entire season for free now.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, it worked out. So I got episode 1. It's on the Steam summer sale. I think the rest of the episodes are $4 or $5 for all of them.
Yeah. Well,
so
worth supporting.
I'm gonna hop on that. Yeah. God, the end of that first episode. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I was like, and I figured out why I didn't want to play Life is Strange, because it seemed like a teeny drama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it definitely felt like at least when you look at the. Preview, like the trailer, I guess, for it.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely felt very WB.
Yes. Well, it's CW now, Nick. Get with the times.
Sorry. It'll always be WB to me. Dawson's Creek forever!
I used to watch that. Don't knock on it.
Of course you did.
Mm. Just for, what's her name? Katie... What's her name?
Katie Holmes?
Katie Holmes.
Yes.
Mm. Mm. Anyways... so yes, I played through the first episode twice, and dude, the ending of that first episode is freaking fantastic. Like,
mm-hmm.
it was well worth putting up with, like, the first third of the game that was like, okay, something gonna happen.
I loved it from day one, but I like those, what are they, Quantic Dream games?
Mm-hmm.
The David Cage games, which lot of people are like, those aren't even games. All you're doing is making choices.
Mm-hmm.
Like, choose your own adventure. And I always rebut with, don't you have enough first-person shooters out there? Can't you just have something that's a little different?
Well, and that's
you don't
nice
need to
about
poop
it.
On it.
Yeah, that's what's nice about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I love first-person shooters. I love, you know, RPGs, things like that, where you're very involved in the game.
Yeah.
And Life is Strange is the complete opposite.
Right.
Like, you're involved, but you're very hands-off. Right? Because
yes.
you just, like, walk around, you look at things, you, like, dig through things, you search for things, you talk to people. But yeah,
there's
there's
inner monologues going on.
There's a lot of inner monologue. That music's fantastic. But a lot of it is the choose your own adventure thing, right? Because every choice that you make in the game changes the outcome of what happens next. Or what might happen, you know, in an hour or 3 or 12 hours from now. So yeah, it was very interesting. And so when you learn you have powers, that's not a spoiler, right? Wait, is it a spoiler?
It's a little freaky deaky when you first learn. Wasn't there like a big tornado coming towards you?
Yeah, when she daydreams. That's when she learns she has powers. But is the power, that's what I'm saying, is the power a spoiler?
Yeah, it's a video game, come on.
Okay, so this girl can manipulate time. And so that's a big thing in the game, because you can like rewind time, remake certain decisions, or like get out of certain trouble by rewinding time. Because like you still move forward through time, even when you rewind it, right?
Yep.
And that comes out the best at the end when you're in the tornado, in the final blackout sequence, because you're like walking up this mountain, and there's like a boulder falling. And so, of course, right before it hits you, it stops, and you can rewind, so you can choose the other path, and then the boulder keeps going. And the tree falls down, and the way to fix that is you stand in front of the tree, you rewind so the tree goes back up before it fell, and then you play time again, you walk through, and then the tree falls behind you. You see what I mean? So, it was so good. So good. I can't believe
And there's
that
a weird David Lynchian
vibe
to it.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Except good. Oh, snap!
There's a point to it, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say good or bad. I would say there's more of a direction and point to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just being strange for strange sake.
Correct.
But I got like sucked into even the teen drama.
Mm.
Like the bitchy girl who doesn't like you for whatever reason, you're not in her clique, and you can set up sort of almost like a Rube Goldberg experiment that will drop a can of paint on her.
Yep.
And I just love like that. Like you don't have to do it. But
it's
fun when you do it.
That one you have to do because you have to get in the building.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the only way to get her up the stairs so you can get in is to do the paint thing.
Yes.
But there are other things that you don't have to do.
Mm-hmm.
God, I don't know. I'm glad I'm not, like, super OCD because there's so many things you can click on and look at and people to talk to. It would take forever to do all that stuff, you know?
Yeah, especially when you're reading the journals and looking through the photographs and, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's good. It's fun. It's a whole different animal.
It's great. Yeah. I want to know about this mystery.
I want more.
I want more.
That's all right.
Yeah, I was very sad because I finished it and I was like, oh, cool. Episode 2, because for some, I thought I had, like, bought the whole thing. And, of course, I have no internet, and it asked me for internet. I was like, I either didn't purchase it, or I have to, like, re-download it. And then when my internet came back up, it's like, purchase episode 2, 3, 4. I was like, oh, shit, I gotta buy it.
But it's on the sale, right?
Yeah, it's on the sale. $5, that's a good price.
It's a great price.
It's a great price.
That's just like PSN gave me Rocket League free.
Mm.
When the game first came out, it was free on PSN. And it's one of those, like, good God, I played that game so much, and it's such a great game for what it is, that it's one of those, well, I should buy some, like, dumb, like, accessories for the cars or the balls or the stadium. Like, I should be giving this developer some money. Just because I got it free doesn't mean that, you know, they should be out, even though they're not out. You know, Sony still pays a portion of that price. But still, like, holy Christ, I spent how many hours playing that dumb game? Like, all right, I'll buy something for my dumb car. Mm-hmm. You know, at least they're getting a little bit of money from me.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Good times.
Very good.
I did get a gift. My brother Julian, he texted me.
Oh, he's the best.
And as a matter of fact, that's how I remembered there was a Steam sale, because he messaged me the day the sale started. Have you checked the email today? I said, no. He said, you have a gift. I said, a gift?
What?
He's like, yeah, it's not that big a deal, but I got you something. He's like, Steam sale, go now. So that's how I realized the Steam sale was on. But yeah, he gifted me a copy of Plague Inc. Is that what it's called? I think it's called Plague Inc.
Plague Inc.
Yeah, which is perfect timing because Reagan has been playing the shit out of that on her phone.
Oh.
So now she's got like the full version she can play on her computer.
Nice.
And I'm going to play it because I used to play Plague a long time ago before they redid the whole thing. It's kind of like Risk, except in a computer game. But instead of armies, you can choose to either be a virus or a parasite or bacteria, and you invade countries. You can like gain different immunities to different things. So like you can become cold resistant or heat resistant, or like transmittable by birds or transmittable through the air or bloodborne. You can evolve your disease. And the point of the game is to kill everybody in the world. Infect everybody. And of course like the AI is pretty good, so like as you start evolving, the AI will realize like, oh hey, like this country has a lot of people coughing, like maybe there's a new disease out, let's close the airports out. So, of course, like, if you don't have anyone infected in this place and the airports are closed and you're airborne, like, you might be shit out of luck, right? But, like, but if you're, like, transmittable by birds, like, maybe a bird will fly there and infect this place. You see what I'm saying? So, like, it's interesting. It's really well done.
That's cool.
So I'm gonna play that when I get some time. Now that I finished Life is Strange. Yeah.
Good old Julian.
Coming through.
Mm-hmm. Hey, your microphone's getting a little crackly.
Is it?
Yep.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Maybe you're moving around, rubbing that big beard on it. Who knows?
Like this?
Unless you're eating Cracker Jack.
Nope. Not doing that. Not doing that. Hey, we should. Do you want this email now, or do you want to do this for next episode?
What email?
The
I know what you're talking about. We can do it. We can do it next one.
Okay, cool. Cool. Let's do that.
I did make a list, and you're gonna have to tell me if I have to call down my list, but I think I have 6 or 7.
Let me see. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, so I'm right there in the ballpark.
Yeah. Okay, it was hard. Picking 10 is hard.
It is hard. Well, I could easily pick 10, but I think me coming up with less than 10, those are my real choices. I could pad it if you want me to pad it.
Mm. Well, you remember we did the top Batman artists and writers that you did?
Yep.
That was hard. And then, I had to I had to change the order, too, several times.
Yes.
Because, when I think of a new person, I'm like, oh, wait, no, like, this person has to be above this person, right?
Mm. But you also didn't want me to preview it for you, preview the question to you. So guess
That's
what?
True.
We're going to have to reorder.
That's true. Should we say what this question is, and then we can answer it next time?
We can either do that, or we can go another half hour and just do it. I say you hold on to the question.
Yeah, let's hold on. I want to have my full 10.
Okay.
My full 10. This is a top 10 of something. You'll find out on the next episode.
When we're in the podcast. When we're in the jail cell.
What does the jail cell have to do with this? You'll find out next episode.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. You want to wrap this up, Nick?
Absolutely.
It's been good talking to you, man. It's been quite a while.
It's great talking to you. And now we're going to be coming up to a holiday, so who knows if we'll even do it Sunday.
Oh, Lord, that's right. Oh, God.
We'll discuss that after the outro.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll be home, so we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. This has been the Nerdy Legion Podcast. Before I forget, we have a new website coming.
Ooh.
If you're, like, listening on iTunes or Stitcher or tuning or anything like that, you will have to do nothing. But if you're old school and you use the RSS feed, just be aware that it might take, like, a week or two for all that stuff to transfer over. Or, depending on what you use to play the feed, it may never transfer over. So just keep an eye out on nerdlegion.com. When you see the site change, then you'll know it's time to change the feed. But like I said, if you're on iTunes or anything like that, it shouldn't be a problem. And our podcast host doesn't give me stats on that, so I don't know what the breakdown is between iTunes and other stuff. The new thing that we're going to be using will give me all that information. So, yes. Well, I mean, that's not why I'm doing it. To be honest with you, right now I need to post all the episodes for every show and do all the Facebook and Twitter, and I barely have time to do pee like every day, you know what I'm saying? So we're switching over to something else so that anybody that has a show on the network can post their own stuff and it will automatically do everything magically for them. So it'll take a load off of me, which means I'll have more time to record and do other things, and that'll be nice.
So when you record your 20, when you work your 26-hour day, you actually can go home and not be uploading podcasts?
And not post the podcast, yes.
Oh, look at this.
Yep. So
we're all grown up.
All grown up. Network's moving on up. I've got a – can I announce that yet?
Well, is that your impression of a transformer transforming?
Yeah, something like that.
Except you're doing it through dial-up.
See, that's what happens when you have AOL. You know what I mean?
Dial-up in a fax machine, but you'll transform sooner or later.
I gotta take the disc out of the tray and polish it with some toothpaste and put it back in. Maybe
and then blow on it.
Yeah, and then I'll blow on it. Maybe it'll get the internet working again. I'm gonna be doing a mostly daily 2-minute show on comics at Anchor. So it'll be anchor.fm/nerdlegion.
Nice.
It'll be very short, like 2 minutes or less. And the cool thing about Anchor is it lets people call in, so you can call and leave a voicemail. I don't even know how it works yet for those people. But I'm going to be starting that this weekend, so that'll be cool.
Are you doing this during your commute?
Yeah, I can do it wherever.
I was just thinking you could take phone calls in your car while you're commuting.
Well, you don't, like, take the calls live. It's more like a voicemail. You see what I'm saying?
Ah, okay.
And then you can, like, stitch them into your feed so people can listen, and you can comment on them, whatever. But really, I want to do, like... So I have this idea for a show. Damn it, Nick, I'm trying to end this podcast.
Well, end the podcast, dum-dum!
There's a show that I want to do.
See, you're the one who won't end it.
There's a show that I want to do. That I've been playing with in my head for almost a year. And I really want to do it. I just don't have time to do it. So I want to experiment with it in this format because, like I said, they don't allow anything over 2 minutes. Everything's very short, quick hits. So I want to play with it here. And then that way, if I feel like I need to tweak certain things, then I can tweak them for the longer format thing. So, anyways, I think by the time this comes out, the first episode of that will be out.
You know what I would like you to do on that?
Yes.
you would read a Batman comic book,
mm-hmm.
and then talk about only one issue for 2 minutes, and then just post it up on I Am Gotham.
Mm.
And if you did that every day, you'd be whipping through those comic books. And of course, you could make some longer, the ones that you fall in love with.
That's a good way
for you to whip through a lot of the issues that you might not have a lot to chit chat about.
Mm-hmm. It's not a bad idea.
Just saying.
Not a bad idea.
But anyway, that's also me being selfish because I love I Am Gotham. So.
Yeah, I do too. Feels like my abandoned child.
Oh. Hey, you know what? You know what, Barton?
Yes.
Let's end this podcast.
Nick's at Nick Wetmore on the Twitter machine. I'm at Geekvine. The show is at Nerdy Legion. There's a new email address, by the way. I just want to heads that up because that'll change too when the website changes. But you can do nerdylegion@gmail.com now. How's that? That's easy. Everyone's got a Gmail. That's it.
Sure.
Bye. We're done. Quit talking, Nick. We're done.
Okay, we're done. Bye.